Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ, this Sunday morning of the 15th of May, 2022. This programme is brought to you by the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who meet for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the congregation. It's my privilege to be bringing you this programme today. If you can't join us in person, then we'd be delighted to have you join us digitally by watching our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd."
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul He leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love He sought me, and on His shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil I fear no ill, with Thee, dear Lord, beside me. Thy rod and staff my comfort still, Thy cross before to guide me. And so through all the length of days, Thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing Thy praise within Thy house forever.
The familiar words of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Today, we come to worship and give thanks to You, Lord, for You are our guarding and guiding shepherd, who grants us the blessings of having time out to rest and be restored after a hard journey through life's rugged places. We also give thanks that we worship a God who understands that we are people who are often doubting and even fearful about the risks involved in travelling along the path in life that we're called to tread. We acknowledge that there are times when we're so weary and overstretched that we cannot function as we would like, and that in our distress and malnourishment, our God guides us to rest within the shelters of your holy presence, where we're nurtured and renewed in our trust and hope in the God who is our shepherd, whose strength empowers us. And so we sing praises and offer our thankful prayers to our shepherding God. Lord, we have strong wills, and so we do not follow where you lead us. The world makes so much noise, we don't listen to your voice, but we follow other voices without question. We seek the greenest pastures and do not notice your kingdom before us. Our sins are many, and we name a few. Forgive us, Lord. The sins we deny, you know them. Save us, Lord. For our sake, Jesus Christ comes to claim our lives. The Good Shepherd is calling us to receive the forgiveness he gives. He laid down his life for the sheep. Our sins are forgiven for his sake. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we may hear his voice and follow him to eternal life, to the glory of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Eddie Askew was for many years involved with the leprosy mission and was indeed its international director at one point. He wrote a series of watercolour books and of meditations, and one of his meditations is on Psalm 23. This is what he wrote. The psalmist writes confidently that God guides him in the paths of righteousness, but follows this immediately with, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Leading me in the paths of righteousness sounds great, particularly after the green pastures and still waters bit, but then comes the valley of the shadow. Askew continues, "The writer, I assume, saw no contradiction between the two. He's saying that paths of righteousness don't always lead to still waters, and having the right religious passport doesn't guarantee trouble-free travel." It's echoed in verse 5. "You prepare a table for me, but I'm warned that it may be in the presence of my enemies." That table isn't a quiet picnic by the lake when the only discordant note is the ants on the cake. God provides my needs, but it may well be in preparation for the next part of the struggle. My enemies, says the psalmist, are nearby. But so is the shepherd, not to make life easy, but to surround me with love and to give me the strength for the next step forward. John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 22 continues. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered round him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe me. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." At our midweek fellowship at church the other week, I asked if anyone had had a particular time when they sensed God speak to them personally, and everyone there had an answer. Yet no one there thought they heard an audible voice. Sometimes God speaks by an inner voice that is so internally loud it seems outwardly audible. Sometimes we can hear him speaking through the voice of a stranger, a friend, the words of a song, a thought from a book, or a verse of scripture, or most particularly by the expounding and preaching of the scriptures in the life of the church. What is it that catches our attention? What sounds, noises, and movements capture our interests or perk up our ears and gain our full concentration? You'll probably know the story of the man who dropped a dollar coin onto the sidewalk of a noisy, busy city street and watched intently as a dozen people began to look for the coin as they heard it clanking among the sounds of the traffic and the sounds of the city, and he turned to his friend and said, "We hear what we listen for." Listening is a skill of mastering concentration. Verse 27 speaks for itself when Jesus proclaimed, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." I want to believe that what Jesus means is that those who are truly children of God don't just hear his voice, but they can also recognize that it's truly God the Father speaking. The more we listen, the more we'll become aware. The more we become aware, the more we'll see new dimensions to God's loving communication with us. God uses many ways. And some of those ways to hear him speak to us come in the form of personal guidance, through scripture, through the life of the church, and the testimony of other believers, and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So may God give us ears to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd.
You have sent me a banquet of love.
Our prayer today is a meditation by Eddie Askew. Lord, there's always a catch. I get hooked on the green pastures and still waters. I could spend my time very nicely lying in summer grass, content. And if I felt really energetic, I'd open my eyes and watch the clouds sail by, safely, far overhead. That's where clouds should be. But when those clouds draw thick, chill curtains over the sun, their shadows racing over the ground, I shiver. And when they come down to ground level, my level, shrouding me in mist, I walk a panic path of fear. The still surface of my peace shattered, rough rippled by the first breath of wind over the water. Are these the paths of righteousness? I pick my way through, hesitating at every step, worried that when I move, my foot may slip, my ankle twist, and sometimes, putting out my hand, there's nothing there, or so it seems. And yet, somehow, a strength is there, supporting me. The shepherd takes me high to pasture, over rocky paths, calling me to effort. I climb, struggling through thorn thickets, the way marked by scraps of wool, torn from the fleece of my self-satisfaction. It makes me breathless. But you are there, counting the sheep, knowing when I stray, giving your life to rescue me, taking me each day nearer the fold. We say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me, the quiet.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.